The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How does God call a woman who owns, along with her husband, owns and operates a chain of ladies' fitness clubs serving 60,000 members in 9 facilities? How does God call that woman to a radio ministry and a life of Bible teaching? Well, this is the story of Donna Skill, a story of grace, faithfulness, and foundations in God's Word. We pause here, as we typically do at the beginning of our show, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio program. Well, dear friend, is to lead you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what you're facing, what you're going through right now, no matter how tough things may seem to be or are in your life, there is always hope in Jesus. In Jesus, who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, Jesus is calling you, and it's our prayer and our hope that you would respond to him, that you would open up your heart and receive him as your Savior and Lord. And if you already know the Lord, well, we believe you will be strengthened, uplifted, and inspired. Donna Skell, she's a radio host, speaker, teacher, and ministry leader who is the executive director of Roaring Lambs, a 41-year-old ministry that teaches people how to boldly communicate their faith. She hosts A Time to Dream, a radio show and podcast with Tiffany Ross. Donna is married to Anton. Donna, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Danny. It's great to be with you.
Well, it was an honor to meet you in Dallas, Jamie and I sitting there with you at the gala of the National Religious Broadcasters, NRB, convention. What a privilege to have you with us. Donna, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Rhode Island, not too far from Boston, about an hour away. I grew up in a wonderful home. My sister and my mother and father, we were a great family unit. And all my relatives lived within a mile of us. So my grandparents both lived on the same street, and my cousin lived next door, and my other cousins lived about a mile away. And it was just a wonderful time to grow up during those times, and I had a wonderful family life in Rhode Island.
Who would you say influenced you most, Donna, in your growing up years?
Well, I'd have to say it was my mother and father, not just because they were my parents, but my parents were involved in a local synagogue since the time I was born. It was very important to them, and that highly influenced me. My parents were one of 15 couples to start a local synagogue because there wasn't one in our suburb. And growing up Jewish, I just loved going to temple. I loved God. I worshiped God. I knew a lot about God. I knew God was big. I knew he was good. I knew he was holy. But growing up Jewish, I never had the concept of what it meant to have a personal relationship with God.
Take us further. Explain a little bit more, please, about this. How did you discover? Or take us on the journey of your discovery, how you became a Christian.
I would be glad to. Like I said, I loved God ever since I was a child. I loved Sunday school. I loved learning all about God. Of course, growing up Jewish, I loved studying all the feasts and practicing all of the traditional rituals on each holiday. And I just knew that religion was a very important part of my life. When I went to college, I moved away from home, and unfortunately, I didn't know any Jewish kids at school, but I started working in a health club part-time to earn some extra money for books and things at school, and when I got out of school, I continued working at that health club. My job was just to encourage people to work out, and I liked working out, and it was fun to encourage people to do the same. I got recruited by a company out of Nashville, Tennessee, and when I moved to Nashville, I was surrounded with born-again believers, believers who were curious about my Judaism and my upbringing, and believers who loved me and knew that I did not know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And so that began my journey to really find out what I was missing.
What did you discover that you were missing?
Well, you know, God showed me that he can use all different kinds of circumstances with different people to get their attention. And for me, he used success at work and in my life. I had met a man that I fell in love with, and he was just a great, great person. He's now my husband of 42 years. But at work, I was succeeding. God placed me in an unusual situation where month after month, I came in number one in the company that I was working in, and it wasn't because I was so great. It was because of God wanting to show me that success, money, being number one would never fulfill me. I remember at this company, it was a lot like kind of like a Mary Kay company where they have a monthly meeting and they give away all kinds of prizes and gifts. And I remember getting a car and a fur coat and trips to places I had never heard of and big checks. And I would go home at night. My peers probably envied me because I looked like I had it all. But what they didn't know is I'd go home at night and I would just feel empty. I began feeling like it was like Bill Murray's Groundhog Day. What's life really about? You get up, you go into work in the morning, you do your thing, you come home at night, you go back in the morning. There's got to be more to life than just that. And I remember one day I went to the vice president of our company, and I went to quit. I was going to quit one of the best jobs I've ever had. And, of course, he knew my upbringing, and he knew what I was missing. And I'll never forget, he started off, and he said to me, boy, I wish I was Jewish. And I had never in my life heard anybody say that. In fact, I felt just the opposite. You know, I felt like people maybe didn't like me because I was Jewish, and here was this man who I admired. He was vice president of the company, and he was telling me that he wished he was Jewish, and I asked him why. And he said, because you are the people that God first revealed himself to. You are his chosen people. And he began to explain to me that I would never or could never give up being Jewish. And you know, Danny, when I had met Christians, I kind of always felt like they were trying to convert me. They were trying to turn me from being Jewish to being Christian. And I knew in my heart that I couldn't do that. And here was a man saying, you never give up being Jewish. And when he said that to me, it was like a part of me melted. And I didn't know what that was then. In fact, I remember I had this physical sensation of this huge ice cube inside my chest, and I could feel it melting. I could feel the cold drips through my body. And again, I didn't know what it was then, but I know now that God used that to soften my heart so I could respond to the message of the gospel. So when he said, you never give up being Jewish, I want to hear what he would say after that. And he asked me if I knew my purpose in life. Now, this was 1978, so it was way before Rick Warren's Purpose-Driven Life. People just weren't talking about purpose, but he was. And when he asked me that question, I realized I really didn't have a good answer, you know, to be a good person, to do good. It was all about trying to do good, and I saw that there has to be a bigger purpose. And I'll never forget, he took me to a scripture in the Bible that says, for God's pleasure were we created. And I realized that I was created to bring God pleasure, that I was created for a bigger purpose than just me or the people around me or my work or my life. There was a bigger purpose for me to bring God pleasure. And that really helped me want to listen more. And so I did. It was April of 1978, and of course I said he knew my background. He knew I was Jewish, and he asked me if I knew the story of Passover. And I said, yes, and he said, will you tell it to me? And I did. I told him how God told the Israelites to put the blood of an unblemished lamb on the doorpost of their house so that the angel of death would pass over them. And he began to explain to me that that's exactly what Jesus did for me. I can put the blood of an unblemished Lamb of God on the doorpost of my heart so that the angel of death, spiritual death and physical death, will pass over me. And I can live for eternity with God. And that was a whole new concept. Where I grew up, I'd never met a born-again believer, and nobody ever really talked to me about Jesus. So I was 28 when I heard for the first time about Jesus.
What a wonderful way he described the gospel to you and allowed you to express what you knew deep in your bones, Donna, and related that to the person of Jesus Christ. What an example and what a story. You're listening to Donna Skell. Donna is the executive director of Roaring Lambs. She'll share more about that 41-year-old ministry. What a riveting story. When we come back from our break, you'll hear more from Donna. How did the Lord call her to a radio ministry and a teaching ministry? In fact, how did the Lord take her from a successful business of ladies' fitness to the work that she's doing with Roaring Lambs? In fact, what is Roaring Lambs? She'll share more, and it will be heart to heart with you as we typically do. When we come back, more from Donna Skell, roaringlambs.org. When we come back, stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
All right, the website is roaringlambs.org. Again, roaringlambs.org, the ministry Roaring Lambs. Started as a Bible study that met at a country club for breakfast, designed to reach unchurched people. The Bible study started on page one of Genesis and has gone through Revelation, now on its fifth trip. Donna Skell and her husband Anton have been directors. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Lani Ka'a. Thanks for joining us. If you're tuning in right now or maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, hey, you can get this program in its entirety as a free podcast. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and share it with a family member or friend.
I'm so intrigued. Your ministry was a Bible study to the unchurched. I mean, how did that come about? How did you and your husband decide, hey, we're just going to go to the country club and sit at a table and start reading the Bible and see who comes?
Well, a little bit more than that. Yeah. We just started building a list of people that we knew and people that lived around the country club. And there was a small committee of people, and they all contributed to the list. And we built this list, and we told them we were having breakfast at the country club and wanted them to be our guests. Mm. And so that first day, we just had a bunch of people show up. I don't even remember, maybe 50. And that's how the Bible study started.
Wow.
But if I could go back to where I left off about coming to know Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Can I finish that story?
Mm-hmm.
So that day when that man explained to me about Jesus based on the analogy between Passover, you know, Lonnie, I'll never forget, he asked me if I was a sinner. And, you know, I thought for a moment and I said, No, sir, I'm not. Because I really didn't have a concept of everyday sin. I now know that that's not uncommon, that people think that if they haven't murdered someone or robbed a bank or cheated on a spouse that they haven't sinned. But there in that office, that man helped me realize what sin was. That, you know, he asked me if I ever looked at someone and kind of wish I were as pretty as they were, or if I ever looked at someone's car or home or family and kind of wish I had that. He explained to me that that is literally breaking one of the Ten Commandments. You know, we're coveting something that God gave someone else instead of thanking him for what he gave us. So I needed to understand sin at that point in my life. And sin is any time that we think, say, or do something that disappoints God. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized how often I fall short, how often I sin, how I disappoint God. And he explained to me that God is a holy God, which I knew from my Jewish upbringing. I knew how holy God was. But I never realized that I couldn't come into his presence, that God cannot be in the presence of sin. And so my sin separated me from God. Mm-hmm. And in order to have that personal relationship that that man was describing, I had to have a blood sacrifice for my sins. And he reminded me about how as Israelites in the Old Testament, we had to put the blood on our doorpost, mm-hmm. and that I had to have a blood sacrifice for my sins so that the blood would wash me as if I've never sinned. And so he explained to me that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins, mm-hmm. and that his blood on that cross covers my sin as if I've never sinned so that I can come into a right relationship with God. He showed me in Jeremiah 24:7 where it said, he'll give us a heart to know him. And I realized that I could know God personally, that I didn't only need to revere God from afar, but I could have a personal relationship. I can know God personally and know how he thinks, and by studying his word, I would see his character, and I would know how he responds to things, and I could understand him better and just not only know about him, but that I could know him personally. Mm. I meet a lot of people that know who Jesus is, but it doesn't mean that they know him personally. You know, if I wanted to know you, Lonnie, personally, I'd have to spend time with you. Yeah. I would have to know what you think and mm-hmm. what you believe and just know what you like and what you don't like, and that's how we really get to know God, by spending time with him and mm-hmm. in his word, so that we can understand how he thinks and how he responds to things and actually get to know him. So mm-hmm. it was really his explanation of the gospel that made it clear to me. And he even, you know, shared with me, so I have a choice. I can believe that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, or I can totally deny the truth. And in so doing, I would be saying that Jesus was a liar. Mm. He either is who he says he is, mm-hmm. or he lied to a lot of people. He made it be as simple as that. And so I really began to see that Jesus Christ was my Lord and Savior, mm-hmm. that he died for me so that I can come into a right relationship with God the Father and experience what life would be like with God as my Father, as my friend, as my lover of my soul, and just really be rescued from eternal death. Mm-hmm. So it was really his explanation to me that that helped me realize how real Jesus is.
Well, you know, as you speak, I hear what you're saying, and you grew up knowing God. You expressed in our first segment how much you loved God. So there was no denial that you knew the Bible, knew the scriptures, knew the festivals, understood your spiritual or religious walk. And yet this revelation at, did you say 24 years old or
28?
28 years old. What changes, you know, how did your life change after that encounter and that explanation?
Well, you know, a lot of people think that they have to change before they come to God. They have to clean up their act. They have to, you know, stop doing some things that they may be doing. But in truth, when God comes into your life, when Jesus is your Lord and Savior, He changes the desires of your heart. He changes you from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me a deeper love for Scripture. He gave me a supernatural understanding of what I was reading. You know, I may have been reading the Psalms before, and they were poetic and they were beautiful to read, but all of a sudden you just have a deeper understanding of God by reading His Word. He just helped me realize that, you know, He's with me always.
Mm-hmm.
I always knew God was for me, but I didn't really know He was with me always. And I remember I saw this plaque that I bought for my kitchen. It said, "Ain't nothing going to come up today that me and the Lord can't handle." And, you know, it became really true. I understood the power of the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
I didn't have a concept of the Holy Spirit. You know, in Genesis, it says that the Holy Spirit hovered over the world, hovered over the earth. But I didn't understand about the Holy Spirit coming within me, living within me, and being able to do everything from comfort me to give me wisdom, to guide me, to direct me, to heal me, just to do all the things the Holy Spirit does. I didn't have a concept of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of that began to change me from the inside out. You know, I just, I understood that I could count on God and Jesus, that He showed me what's important in life,
mm-hmm,
and what's not important in life,
mm-hmm,
and He gives me hope,
yeah,
for the future. And, you know, if there's anybody listening who doesn't know Jesus Christ,
yeah,
as their Lord and Savior,
mm-hmm,
all I can say is you have no idea what you're missing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you don't know, and if you don't know Jesus, you have no concept of the difference that He can make in your life and in your everyday living. It's just like night and day.
Mm-hmm. Donna, that is, I mean, how exciting. I relate to that moment and that changed life, and you're right, the Lord,
yeah,
changes us. It's not an intention that we have, nor is it a striving for that happens. But the Bible opens up, and the Word jumps off the page, and that loving voice comes, that loving Spirit comes over you. We're going to take a quick break, but there's a couple of things that I'd love to continue to speak on with you. What kinds of inspiration did the Lord give you as you began to hear Him more deeply, walk with His Spirit alongside of you for counsel, for comfort? Maybe that is part of the story of the ministry of Roaring Lambs. But I'd also like to ask you to pray, because I know we have listeners that are sitting in the space that you are at right now, and you have so beautifully explained the intimate relationship of Christ. Would you pray for them when we come back? We are going to be back with Donna Skell, Roaring Lambs Ministry, roaringlambs.org. As soon as we come back, we'll talk more and we'll pray. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Yamashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a here in studio with Danny Yamashiro and our special guest, Donna Skell. You can capture this entire interview if you'd like by going to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Type in Donna Skell. You can hear the entire interview front to back. Maybe share it with somebody that God is putting on your heart today. Donna Skell and her husband are both directors of a Bible study called Roaring Lambs Ministry. She is also a radio host of a program called A Time to Dream, and is a Bible teacher. And in the first segment, talked about just her meeting the Lord and the inspiration and the change, even though she knew the Lord most all of her life. Donna, thank you so much for sharing that. And I know we have listeners today out there that are waiting through the commercial for some time of prayer, because they're there right now and they are saying, I know God and I love him, but I don't know him like Donna knows him, and I want that. Would you please pray for that listener?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, you know who they are, Lord. Mm-hmm. You know the people that are listening right now that want a deeper relationship with you. Maybe they know who you are. Mm-hmm. They don't know you personally. And Lord, you showed me there's a big difference between knowing who you are and knowing you personally. So Lord, I just pray that in their own words, they would call out to you and ask you, Lord, to please reveal yourself fully to them. Show them how reading your word can change them. Show them how acknowledging their sin before you and seeking your forgiveness for that sin will wash them clean as snow. Lord, I just pray that if they're even a little bit unsure of where they are with you, Lord, that before they go to bed tonight, they know that they've given their life to you, invited you to come into their life and to walk with them through this life and be their Lord and Savior, mm-hmm. Jesus. So I just pray right now that they would say, Jesus, I want you in my life. Mm-hmm. Please come into my life. Thank you for forgiving my sins and making me a new creation. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I'm sure, Donna, when you finally came to that moment before the Lord and he began to speak into your life through scripture and through prayer time and worship, what were some of the things that God placed on your heart? Things that might have surprised you, scared you a little, challenged you? What were some of those things?
Well, it left me with the thought of, what if I never went in and spoke to that gentleman that day? Where would I be today? And I think it burned inside of me a heart for evangelism, a heart for making sure that I could be to other people what that man was for me. He recognized my need. He knew I didn't have a personal relationship with Jesus, and he took the time. It was on work hours. We sat in that office for 2 hours just talking about the Lord and about spiritual things. And he was running a business, not a ministry. And so I'm very mindful of people around me. I know when I go into a restaurant, I find it very easy to let the waiter or the waitress know that I'm going to ask God to bless our food. And so what can I pray for them? And, you know, just little things that I'm more mindful of than ever before, because I want to be that person to the waiter or waitress or anybody who's in my presence. And that's what Roaring Lambs is all about. You know, a lamb is a Christian, mm-hmm. and a roaring lamb is a Christian that's unashamed of the gospel and wants others to know Jesus Christ. Shortly after I became a believer in Christ, I went through a little class that taught me how to put my story together so I could effectively use my story to show others how real Jesus is. And so one of the things that we do at Roaring Lambs is we help people effectively tell their story. We take them through this training class that helps them look down on their life from the 30,000-foot view and find those places where they really needed more than they could muster up from within themselves, and how they really were searching for a greater solution, how they needed God, and then to tell their story effectively. And that's what started our radio show. We were hearing so many wonderful stories that we decided to share them with the world, just like you do. Share stories of faith and the difference Jesus makes in their life. You know, when someone asks me how I know Jesus is real, you know, my answer is not because the Bible tells me so, but the way I know Jesus is real is because he's changed me, and I'm able to articulate how he's changed me. And we want to help other people do that as well. In fact, we were getting so many great testimonies that we published 5 books called Stories of Roaring Faith, volumes 1 through 5. And each book is a collection of 30 testimonies, as different as night and day. Each story is so different, but each story, the person had the same need and the solution was the same, and that was receiving Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So if you know someone who's not a believer, you might want to get them a copy of one of the books, because that will give them readable stories about how Jesus comes into your life and makes you a new creation and satisfies all those places, all those empty places in your life.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm going to read that book. You know, you were talking about Roaring Lambs Ministry, and what really made me pause as you spoke about helping people tell their story.
Yeah.
The question I have is, where do we struggle to put our story together, to tell our story? What kinds of challenges can you help our listeners overcome to become roaring lambs in this world?
Yes. Well, a couple of things. I know when most people come into the workshop, they don't know where to start. They don't know how deep to go in different circumstances. We help them find a theme or a thread that really God has woven through their life. Sometimes we don't see it, but somebody looking in as you share your story can see that consistent thread that's woven through your life. We teach people how to share the gospel in everyday language. We teach them how, you know, not to talk Christianese, but talk in a way that anybody can understand. You know, if I were to say, God spoke to me, I mean, I know you know what I mean, but a non-believer might think it's an audible voice. And if they don't hear an audible voice of God, they might feel like they're not supposed to receive Jesus. And so just making sure that the language we use is not churchy, it's not Christianese, it's not over someone's head, but it's everyday words. And just going back to the day that you made that commitment to God, the day that you know, the encounter with Christ that you had, the Damascus Road experience, the time in your life when you really gave your life to Christ, just go back and sit in a comfortable chair and recall that moment and try to remember how you feel and look at where you were and try to remember what you heard and really capture that day in your mind so that you can clearly share with someone that day because that will just give you the joy of your salvation all over again. You'll be able to experience that joy of your salvation just as you did the very first day, and that comes across when you share it. We can make the workshop available to anyone. If you have a desire to go through the workshop or to learn more about the workshop, just email me. You can email me at info@roaringlambs.org. Tell me of your interest, and I'll make sure we'll figure out a way to share how to tell your story more effectively with you.
Wow, Donna, thank you so much for offering that right here on our station. That's wonderful.
Yes.
I'm sure we have guests out there share it, you know, that want to maybe take advantage of this. info@roaringlambs.org is the email address if any of our listeners want to take that workshop. And the workshop is really to help you understand, how do I share my testimony? How do I bring somebody to know the Lord? I want to. I have it in my heart. I feel a burning desire. The Lord's calling me to this. I don't know where to start. This workshop, Donna, that you are offering, info@roaringlambs.org, is the email that will get our listeners in touch with you and maybe start them on that path via this workshop. So thank you so much.
Yeah, and if they already have their testimony, type it up and email it to me. We're looking for stories for Volume 6. We're collecting the stories now. We look for approximately 3,000 words, which probably is 12 to 14 type pages, double-spaced. And if you have your story put together, and maybe you'd like to share your story with the world through one of our books, there's no charge for it. We'd be glad to consider your story to be published in our books.
Wow. Donna, thank you so much. This is exciting. This is amazing work that you're doing. We're going to take a quick break, but let's talk some more about some of the other ways that you are reaching the lost through the ministry work that you are doing. This is really exciting. If you'd like to know more about Donna Skell and the Ministry of Roaring Lambs, go to roaringlambs.org. Donna is also a co-host of a radio show herself called A Time to Dream, similar to The Good Life, but definitely talking about the Lord, giving testimonies of those who have come to the Lord. We're going to talk a little bit more about that radio show and some of the other things that the Lord is leading Donna to. Once again, this is The Good Life Hawaii. You can reach us at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Stay tuned.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So before assuming the leadership of Roaring Lamps, Donna Skell served as special assistant to the president of the American Tract Society, producers of gospel tracts, where Donna encouraged and trained on personal evangelism. Well, no wonder, as we listen to her, she just oozes evangelism, mm-hmm. a heart to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. You find out more about Roaring Lamps at roaringlamps.org. Donna, you talk about your book, Stories of Roaring Faith.
Yes.
You have a book called Your Glory Story. Tell us what inspired you to write that.
Well, I just wanted people to know how to tell their glory story. You know, writing down your story leaves such a legacy. I mean, to think that your grandchildren or your great-grandchildren or family members that you may never get to meet could pick up your story, whether it's handwritten, whether it's typed, however you choose to leave it, whether it's taped. But it's so important to leave our story. Our story can outlast our life, and I just find it really important to do that. Your glory story is really what we named the testimony workshop. Your glory story is what Christ has done for you. And so that's, you know, why we do what we do, is just to make sure that people are able to tell their story and leave it for the next generation.
Donna, how have you been touched? Now, let me just say it this way. How have you been touched in difficult times in your own life, challenging moments, by hearing someone else's glory story?
Yeah. Well, number one, it reminds me that I'm not alone. You know, a lot of people might perceive Christians as being, you know, above others or without sin or lead a perfect life. But in reality, we all have trials. And when I can stand up and I can say I had a problem with this or I had a problem with that, then it just shows that I'm being authentic and real, mm-hmm. and it allows non-believers to relate to me. So, and I want to say one thing about gospel tracts, because when I worked for American Tract Society, I was amazed how many people come to Christ by finding a colorful piece of paper, whether it's four spiritual laws or you are special or any of the gospel tracts that are out there. They can do the work without us, whether you leave one behind for a waitress, whether you leave one in a dressing room of a store, or wherever you go. I have just had the privilege of reading all of these stories about how people found the gospel tract somewhere, and God used it to really minister to them. So I'm a big fan of gospel tracts, and you can just Google gospel tracts. There are many ministries that create them and produce them, but I never leave home without one, because I intend to give at least one away a day. Wow. And that helps me know that, you know, the Holy Spirit can do the work without me. I'm just leaving the gospel written out for somebody else to read. So working at that tract society made me so aware of the work of gospel tracts.
Donna Skell, you have been just dropping golden nuggets, mm-hmm. Pearls throughout this broadcast. A parting shot before we pray again, and we would like for you to pray for our dear listener who may be going through a tough time themselves right now. But before we do, what would you say to someone going through that moment of challenge at this moment?
Well, the Bible says, "This too shall pass." And I think it's a good reminder to know that this will pass. There's a lesson to be learned in everything. Look at the bright side. You know, instead of being filled with worry or anxiety, paint a positive picture in your mind of what could come from this. You know, even if it's just that it helps you grow closer to God, there is something good. God can use anything for good to those who love Him. So just remembering that this too will pass. There's a lesson to be learned, and God can use it for good. Try to imagine the good that can come from that tough situation.
Donna, we have a couple minutes. And in addition to that word of encouragement, could you lead us in a prayer? Pray for our dear listener.
I will be glad to. Again, Lord, thank you for the time that was offered to me to be with Danny and Lonnie and the good life. And Lord, you do give us a good life. You give us trials. You give us difficult things that we might go through, Lord, but it is a good life, and we thank you for it. Even in health situations, in financial situations, in relational situations, there is good that can come from all of it. You grow us the most when we go through difficult times. So we thank you for the growth that takes place in our lives spiritually when we are faced with challenges. And Lord, challenges should make us look up. They should make us look to you. Lord, what can I learn from this challenge? Lord, what can I do better in the midst of this challenge? Maybe this challenge I'm going through is there to help someone who's watching me, Lord. I just pray that good would come out of this challenge. And Lord, I just pray that each person listening will realize that they need you, that life wasn't meant to be lived apart from you. Life was meant to be lived with you inside of us as our Lord, as our Savior. And so, Lord, for anybody who hasn't taken that first step to you, I always picture that your hand is outreached to us. All we have to do is put our hand and our trust in you. And when we do that, you lift us. You lift us above our challenges. You show us that we're not going through them alone, and you make such a difference in our life. So, Lord, I do pray for anyone listening that they will reach out to you and put their hand in your hand this very day and come and ask you to be Lord and Savior for them for all eternity. And, Lord, we would look forward to being together in that great heaven of yours someday. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Donna, your kindness, your warmth, the clarity of expression of the gospel has really touched our hearts. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for what you're doing with all the different guests that you have on your show, a way to share the reality of Jesus through different lives so that others can listen to your show regularly and see how real God is and how everybody's situation may be a little bit different, but God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and he's just waiting for us to reach out to him.
Indeed, indeed. Riveting words from Donna Skell. RoaringLambs.org. My friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you, even as Donna has. And if you haven't done so, we believe this is the perfect moment to open your heart to the Lord Jesus. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. We thank you in advance. Psalm 19, verse 8, the precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Donna Skell, RoaringLambs.org. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Lonnie Ka'a, technical producer Chaz Antai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me. I'll leave.